center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do.
And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the counseling service, coming with another podcast. I actually was supposed to do this one a few weeks ago, but there has been some changes on the Spotify for podcasters. And so you have to go along with the changes, but here we are. I think I got it. Let's pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day, another night, another evening. And we are grateful. We are thankful, Jesus, for the day that you have allowed us to see. We just ask you, Father, that you give those that need a touch on today, and someone needs you, Jesus Christ. Someone doesn't know you, Jesus, and go to them. Let them know that they need a Savior. Time is a winding. We know if not the day nor the hour, but we know that you are coming. We just ask you, Lord, that you give strength. That you strengthen thy people. That you touch our minds. That you touch the bodies. That you go in nursing homes. Programs where people are, Father. Deliver. And we thank you. We know, Jesus Christ, that you are in charge. Because you are the way, the truth, and the life. You know it's all things. You're everywhere. It's nothing that you don't know. And we thank you. So we thank you, Jesus Christ, for being on this network, because you are the network. We thank you for it. We thank you for whoever you drive to it. We thank you. So we give you praise. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we say thank you again. And again. And again. And again. And again. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everyone's having a good evening on this evening. And this podcast that's entitled Grief and the Power of Your Words. Like I said, I was supposed to do this a couple of weeks ago, and just going through the changes with Spotify and stuff. I think I got it, but something just was not going right, but I think I got it. Bless the Lord. Grief and the Power of Your Words. I go from Proverbs 18:21 reads thus wise. Death and life and the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay, here. The grief and the power of our words. Well, when we talk a lot of times, do we know what we're saying? Do we know what we're saying a lot of times? Do we really realize how much there is power in what we say and how we say it? And when we say it. And, you know, what comes out of our mouths can really get us in trouble. And I mean, you know, there's some that don't believe that because they just think they can say whatever they want. And you know, I was talking to somebody just yesterday in reference to the same issue, and words are effective. And words do something. Reminds me of a situation and someone actually got hurt because of words. And to this day, guess what? This person is no longer here because of words. People remember what you say and may even remember how you say it and even remember what you said. So there's the proof there that there is the death and the life that are in the power of the tongue that comes out with these words. So it's a truth to that. If something that someone can say can hurt someone so bad that their words are so effective that they will take that very same words because of the way that they are feeling and turn it around to the other person and do something to them or bring self-harm. Yeah, the power in words has meaning. And it's a definite grief because it's a bother. It's a bother because people don't like just being called around in words. As somebody maybe mentioned word salad or something, but even I don't even know what that's about. But you know, there's just something that I heard. Something I heard. I just put that out there. Power in words, whatever that means. But words, you know how back in days, in my days, younger, you know, you heard the saying. And that saying was, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. Well, let me say something about that. That is not true. That's not true. Because the sticks and the stones can break bones, but words can't harm you. And words can do something to you. And that's why it's so critical, it's so important, it's so significant that when we use words, that when we use them, that we use them with caution. Because they are so powerful. And people say things like it's nothing to it. You know, they say things like it's nothing to it because they're saying it, and guess what? They like what they say. And if you should go to them and say, kind of like, hey, you know, something that you kind of said, it didn't set right with me. Well, you know, some people, that doesn't matter to them because they feel and what they say is correct. That they say they feel like what they said is correct, and so it was no problem to them. They put out something out there about a person and said something that was so wrong when in essence they should have said nothing. And you know how you even can hear how it used to be said like silence is golden? Well, you know, silence is when we use it. And when we use our silence even has something to say, but it's better to be silent than to open a mouth and say something that's going to be hurting. That this that, you know, it just should not be. So the power in words, the power in words, and it's tough. It's a tough thing when someone says something that's so hurting to someone in the sense of their words. Now they may even say, well, you know, I didn't mean it like that, but the words that came out, It had a meaning to it. It had a tone to it. It had an effect to it, to the other person. The power in words. But it's important to get that in line. And to think about, to be cognizant of the words that are spoken. Yes. So we use lots of words. We do. And come on. It's just sometimes that even some of the words that we use, we don't even know what they mean. Come on. Yeah. And some people say, oh, yes, I know what I mean when I say something. Well, it could be something that could be. Yeah, you know, anybody using the words offensive, that it could hurt somebody. And so we need to take a look at that. We even need to take a listen at our tones. We need to just take a listen. Because these things do things, and these things make people react. So it pays to be cautious. It pays to be cautious, and especially in word formation. Because you know why? Because it's communication and it's what we do. So of course we need to be aware of it. We do it every day. We do it 24. Unless we're sleeping, of course. But words. When we don't think about the words that we say, when we don't think about those words that we're saying to someone and how within their minds, within their hearts, within their bodies and even souls, how those words can take effect. Grief and the power of your words. Yet that those words can be so grievous to somebody that you just don't know how they're feeling on a day. You don't know how their week has been. You don't know how their month has been, even their year. You don't even know something they remember, that a word can bring it out. That a word can affect them in such a way. That one word, it could be just one. It don't have to be 4, 5, and 6. It could be one. One word that can hurt the heart. That one word that can touch the mind. That one would never forget it. It's real. It's real. The power of words. And how grievous it could be. So yes, I say it again. I probably say it all throughout this podcast here of caution that needs to be said in words, needs to be done in words and in deeds as well, but in words. And so I'm hoping that, you know, someone is taking this word formation, the words that they speak and how they speak it, when they speak it, and what that they are being conscious of it, aware of it. First, 2 Timothy 1:12 reads thus, wise, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The power of the words, the power of the words. That in words that are spoken, are you ashamed of it? Are you ashamed of it? Do you think about it? Or you just don't care? And that's how some people are. You know, in words they say, they don't care. They're not ashamed of it. But we have to know. We have to be aware who we are. Who we are. Who we believe in. That in the words that we speak. In the words that we speak. If it can't help somebody. If it can't encourage somebody. The best thing is say nothing. But those very words that's spoken over someone those very words can just go over and over and over and over and over. You know, like a chord playing over and over and over and over and over. Like somebody can play an instrument, they can play it over and over and over and over and over. And to someone, that could be going on, and we don't even know it. We don't even know that that's something that's just playing, like playing like a keyboard in somebody's head. That word, that word, that one word, that one word. Oh, of course, you have those that say, oh, get over it. Not even that. You hear that quite often. Get over it. It's like somebody will say that to somebody. Somebody that's grieving, somebody that's in trouble, having a problem, get over it. It doesn't work. Because that right there affects and that hurts a person. See why we have to be so careful. And the Lord can help us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can. Sure can. Because he's the one that knows what we're going to say before we even say it. And if we listen, and we listen to him, he'll even move us in such a way that to that person of what we say, it can have an effect that can help them. That can even help them. That he can give us. He can give us something to say to them. That's an encouragement. And some things is to penetrate, to get them to think. That it can help them. Those are the words that we need to speak. That we need to speak to others. Something that'll help them. Give them something to think about. Yeah. So yeah. Give them something to think about. We can all benefit from that. Something to think about. Something to make us go something to make us go something that we need to think about. Something that we haven't thought about. Something that we need to think about. Something that we need to take a good look at. And even in our words that we need to take notice of them because they are so powerful. But even here in this scripture, I want to read that again. For which I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe, and am persuaded that he that is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Everything that we say, the Lord knows all about it. He knows what we say. We shouldn't be ashamed. He'll hold us accountable, and he will hold us accountable. We believe in him, and he will give to us to keep us in the day and how we behave and help us in what we say. The power of words, the power of words. Let us pay attention to the power of words. Going back, that death and that life are in the power of the tongue. Believe it. How about that one? Believe it. Because, you know, I've heard people kind of even try to take the scripture to kind of say it don't mean that. I've actually heard somebody kind of like to say that, well, it doesn't mean that. You know, the words that you're speaking, it doesn't mean that it'll take effect of something that a person say. Well, I'll tell you, my experiences has been, yes, it does. And I have said to people, and some have even said it to me, in words that I have even said, maybe even over myself. and have said things in their life. You know, you shouldn't say those things about yourself, you know? Makes me go back to when I was in my bachelor's program. I remember I had to take a math test. Yeah, I remember I had to take a math test. And I tried my best to escape that math test. I did. And until it caught up to me, of course, because it was a requirement to graduate. And that math, I tell you, I just ran. And the professor, I remember his name too, Mr. Carver. And I remember Mr. Carver said to me, you need to go home and you need to tell mama, stop telling you that you can't do that math, because you're going to do that math. You're going to do this math in this class if you want to graduate. He says, I think you need to go home. You need to tell mama, stop telling you that you can't do that math. There was a time where I was told, you know, we're not mathematicians in the family and nobody in the family could do math. And then I thought about that thing. I thought about that. And sure enough, no, I did not go home and say, hey, you know, don't tell me, Mr. Carver said, no, I did not. But I had to take a look at that math. I had to do that math. I had to realize, and it would flow in my sleep. It would flow in my sleep to such a degree at one time. I thought numbers and stuff were dancing at me. You know, like they're dancing and like coming for me. So, you know, it hindered me and for many years until that time, it made me sit down and have to take a look at it and do something about it. Well, basically, I had to study it. I had to study it. I had to look at it. I had to do the problems. I couldn't be afraid of it because that's basically what it was. But he made that distinction to let it be known that, you know, just to show that how words are so powerful and how it could have affected me. I passed the test. I passed the test, and glory be to God. And then I had, you know, I had more math to do after that. Yeah, I had more math to do. But, you know, I at one point, I tell you, yeah, it came back. Kind of like, again, here come again, them words, it kind of hit again. But I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to. Thank be to God that he allowed me to do it and got me through to do it. To go through the programs that I had to go through to do it. Again, to his glory and honor. But the words, the power of words, and how the power of words can be so effective and can be to good and can be to bad. And yeah, even down to death. I tell you, I think about that situation with someone and how that happened to them. And I mean, it was like, wow, it to me, it just brought this to light. And, you know, whoever wanted to disagree with it, well, hey, hope you don't find out that way. Put it to you that way. Hope you don't have to find out that way and through somebody that it has to happen to, of words that somebody said and then turned around and brought them words out. Put them words out to do what they were saying. So that it just proved it to me. The power of words and words that we see and how I say and how we have to be so careful in saying them. Because truly, you know, people do love words that they say, because honestly, if they really didn't, they really wouldn't say them. And again, a lot of times people say different words and stuff. Come on, they really, lots of times, like I say, they don't mean it because, you know, they got to hurry up because we're in a hurry up environment, fast paced, like eating food, you know, hurry up. You say something with don't even think. Sometimes don't even think. We don't even think and should. Grief and the power of words. I ask you, caution. That's what I said. Yeah, I say caution. That's what I say. Caution. I say, yeah, caution in the words that we say. Yeah. And even down to an effect of words, you know, you're listening to somebody else. What's coming? My mind's like, you're listening to somebody else and somebody else lashes out at you. Words they say, they don't even know what's going on. They don't even know what's going on, you know? But they're just using these words. They're just coming out with whatever they want to say. It hurts. And you're shocked. You're like, really? Really? You never imagined, you know? And your ears are like, what? You like looking like to the person, like, did they say that or what? Mm-hmm. The power of words and how words are effective. I tell you, let us be conscious again of what we say. I can't say it enough, and I know I sound like that broken record, but it's so important. It's so important to do. It's so important to be aware of words. Words are so, so important. Yeah, my profession, they really are. They really are. I have to use them so much all the time and everything that I say that, you know, it takes a caution, because I could say something that I could encourage. I could say something that could hurt. I could say something that could be sharp. And it could really affect the person. So let us take a look at the words that we speak, that they not be the grief that somebody could already be going through in their life. Yeah, let's look. Can we do that? Can we take a look at that situation when dealing with people? So I say to you on tonight, with this topic, grief and the power of your words, may you be aware of the power of your words and what your words can do and the effect that your words can have. And be sure to pray before we speak. I leave you this message. Watch your words. Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the day, and believe that the Lord will help you with the word that you speak. Blessings to you.